And that's the last thing we want to do. We don't want other people to feel burdened by our choices and our lifestyle choices. So just do what you can to control your own situation. And so if you don't get much saying what your mom cooks, don't eat what your mom cooks.
This is a Vegetarian Snob Podcast, episode 001, with your host, Alex Edmondson. I'm Alex Edmondson, and this is your vegan podcast. Let's dig in. In today's episode, I cover how to be the only vegan in your family and not piss them off in the meantime. I cover being the spokesperson for veganism in your family, the data defense, being prepared and polite, and how you can take your veganism into your own hands and influence others along the way without being preachy.
Hey everyone, this is Alex, and I am the blogger, the photographer, the recipe creator, the reviewer, and kind of everything behind the blog Vegetarian Snob. So if you're not familiar with the blog, Vegetarian Snob is a vegan food blog with original recipes, reviews, tips, and some interviews as well, which hopefully I'll be doing more of, especially now that I have a podcast. I think it'd be really fun. And what I do is I just help people with their veganism and their vegan curiosity, and I just am looking to help people do more with that. And so I think for the podcast, something that would be beneficial would be just to talk about vegan issues and maybe some of the things that you're going through, because I offer a lot of recipes on the website, but I think in terms of a podcast, what would be better is just more of a general conversation about what it takes to be vegan and kind of some of the struggles that might come with your veganism, especially when it comes to like family or friends, because you never want to feel like you're being left out because of a choice you're making. And I think that that's really a hard hurdle to start getting over. And don't worry, you'll get over it just fine. And there's some things that I've learned along the way, some good things and some bad things about kind of how to handle these kinds of situations. And so that brings me to our first topic. Megan asked me a question about starting to go vegan and kind of convincing your family that it's an okay thing to do. And that can be super difficult, but it doesn't have to be. So before we get into that, I just want to give you a little recap on where I've been, what we're doing, kind of what the future of Vegetarian Snob might be like. So last week I received a copy of the Love and Lemons cookbook, which is coming out very soon, and it is beautiful and amazing. So it has a mixture of vegetarian and vegan recipes in it, but for every vegetarian recipe, she does give you an awesome vegan alternative. And most of them are like super easy to veganize if they're not already vegan. And it's just filled with beautiful photographs, and it's organized by vegetable, which I really like because sometimes I go a little crazy and buy too many zucchinis and then last minute don't know what I'm doing with them. And so it'll be a really nice, refreshing cookbook to have in the house just to be able to look up by vegetable a series of different kinds of foods, because it's not just organized by breakfast, lunch, and dinners. So it's kind of a nice change, something that I'm not used to seeing. And something else really cool is if you're on Snapchat, which I just joined, Vegetarian Snob on Snapchat, DJ Khaled has taken Marco Borges' 22-day vegan challenge. And it's about just taking the steps to go vegan for just 22 days. And it's more about transforming your body, resetting habits, and changing your life for the better, and using veganism to do so. And it's more oriented towards like losing weight and getting healthier. So it's an awesome book, and it even has a 22-day meal plan in it, which I find very useful. And so I'll be sure to review that shortly on the blog as well. And so what else is new in the whole scheme of things is I'm working on a lot of things behind the scenes. And so what I want from you is for you to send me a recipe you want me to veganize, because I think that would be really beneficial for me, not only because I'll know more about kind of what kind of recipes you're looking for, but also more recipes, I'll give you the tools that you need to veganize things on your own, because it takes a little bit of experimentation, and I've been doing that for a while now and have some nice tips for replacing eggs and milk and all that other dairy stuff. And so if you have a recipe you've been dying to veganize but don't know how, send it my way and we'll see what we can do with it. So today I'm going to be talking about a question that somebody emailed me. So Megan asks, I'm starting to go vegan. The problem is that my family is the opposite of vegan and they don't think I'll be able to have a healthy diet. What are some tips? Dinner is the hardest because my mom cooks for us, so I don't get much say. How do I make the switch successfully and deal with my family giving me a hard time? So this is a difficult question because it involves family. If I were to say if it was anyone else, I would just say roll your eyes and move on. Just ignore them. But with family, especially since you're living with your family, it can be a little bit more intimidating to kind of do that. And so I have three tips for you today. So the first one is the thing I say over and over and over and over and over, which is lead by example. So you want to show your family and everyone around you for that matter that what you're doing is healthy because you're being healthy. And you want to show that you're excited about what you're doing and that you feel great. So one way to do that is to start cooking your own meals. It might be hard if your mom is used to making the meals and she's in charge of that. And she likes to do that because she probably wants to, you know, take care of you. And that's what she's always done. But if you can cook and create healthy meals on your own and lead by example by doing that and show how healthy you're being, I think that that is really the biggest convincer. This is something that every new vegan struggles with. When my boyfriend first went vegan, his family was very concerned and he got a lot of phone calls and a lot of questions about his health, and he's the healthiest he's ever been. And it's funny because 5 years later, his family's now trying to go vegetarian and vegan for certain meals. So it just takes time and patience and they'll come around. But what you have to do is just remember that this is your choice and your choice only. I'm working on a series of blog posts called The Lone Vegan, because sometimes I feel like we can feel like we're super alone when we first start out being a vegan. I remember when I first started being vegan, I was living with a bunch of roommates who weren't even vegetarian, and I had to learn everything from scratch. I had no idea what I was doing. And I made a lot of horrible, gross recipes, and I bought a lot of really gross meat alternatives and dairy alternatives, because back 7 years ago, or over 7 years now, the vegan cheeses were really disgusting, and the vegan meats weren't that great, and there just weren't that many options back then. So what you kind of have to do is you kind of have to just come to terms with your decision on your own and lead by example. You have to show how healthy you are and how happy you are, and you can't let your family think that you're disappointed in your decision, because appearing disappointed or unhappy with the choice you're making is going to make them think that you're unhappy because of the choice. I mean, we're all going to struggle at the beginning of being vegan and trying to make that transition. It's hard. I mean, I'd be lying if I said it was super easy and I did it overnight. No, that's not what happened at all. It took me a few trials and errors, and then you just learn new tips and techniques, and then it becomes a habit. But until that point, it can be difficult, especially when you have someone questioning your decision over and over and over. So I think another thing that you could do to lead by example is buy your own cookbook. Buy a healthy cookbook. Share articles with your mom or your dad or your family members that are giving you a hard time. And just tell them you're trying it out and you're going to see how it goes. And then just let them ease into it as you are too. So another thing to do is, if you have to, worst case scenario, you can come equipped with the data behind veganism. So what I suggest is looking up articles that talk about the health benefits of dropping meat or the health benefits of dropping dairy, and just kind of having that background knowledge accessible to you, so that the minute someone starts questioning your decision, being like, well, you need meat to survive, be like, not true. I did my research, and actually, with a vegan diet, your health and well-being are much better or higher, whatever you find on that. Something that speaks to you and you know that's going to resonate with your family. And at the end of the day, just realize that this is your choice and they might question your decision, but this is for you and you only. So my second tip is, if you need to, come equipped with the data. So read books on veganism if you want to, watch videos, whatever your method of learning is, do that. and just share that knowledge with your family. I would not try to convert your family. That's definitely something that I've learned not to do. So, like, you don't want to approach your veganism in a preacher manner. Again, leading by the example is the best way to convert non-vegans to being vegan or non-vegetarians to being vegetarian. Just baby steps. So another thing, so the last tip I have for you is just be prepared. So how you can do that with your family and with everything you're going through, specifically some tips for dinner, since your mom is cooking for you, I think that the best thing for you is to just cook your meals on your own. Your mom might be kind of offended or might be uncomfortable with the fact that you're going to be cooking your dinners and eating a separate dinner from the rest of the family. But what I think that you should do is learn how to cook. That's what I had to do. And it was quite the learning experience, because learning how to cook vegan is a little bit different, because you have to learn how to experiment in the kitchen and you have to be able to accept the failures. I remember when I first started being vegan, I had this PETA starter guide, and so many of the recipes are still the foundations for things I do today, but some of them were just horrible, just really gross. I can't think of any specifics at the moment, but you just have to figure out what works best for you and kind of create those meals and prep ahead of time. And so what I suggest you do is go on Pinterest and find some of those recipes you've pinned that you love. Or if you want to go all in, go buy a cookbook. I really like the Oshi Glows cookbook, especially if you're trying to do healthier options and want to show your family that you're being healthier. Or The Plant Power Way is another great one by Rich Roll. And or Thug Kitchen. Everyone loves that cookbook. And those recipes aren't like boring. They're super exciting. And so those are different cookbooks that you could start with. And I would say one afternoon when you have a little bit of free time, I would definitely schedule time if your schedule's tight, and cook meals for the week. Just prep meals ahead of the time so you don't have to worry about your mom adapting to your lifestyle. So instead, you're taking charge of your own lifestyle switch. Because one reason you might be getting a hard time is because your mom might not like making multiple meals, because I don't know the situation if she's making your vegan meals for you and meals for the rest of the family that aren't vegan at all. So that might be kind of difficult for her because she's feeling like she has to make sacrifices for your choice. And that's the last thing we want to do. We don't want other people to feel burdened by our choices and our lifestyle choices. So if you can control it, I would definitely cook your own meals ahead of time and just eat your own meals alongside your family. Because the last thing you ever want to do when starting out to be a vegan is alienate yourself from your friends and family. I know if your friends invite you out to dinner, it can be tricky. But you do the best you can. Research the menu ahead of time. If not, just ask your server, do you have anything that's vegan here? And chances are they will. And if not, just eat a small snack before you go, just in case. And just eat two meals if you have to. I know it sounds crazy, but as you're learning, sometimes that's the best technique. I mean, you never know what's going to happen. So just any situation you can control, control it. So again, I would prep your meals ahead of time and just heat yours up alongside your mom. It's not glamorous, but it's a start. And your family will eventually catch on once they see what you're eating compared to what they're eating and how healthy you're being. Trust me, leading by example is the way to go. It will convert and make people less freaked out by what you're choosing to do. I mean, think about back when you were a non-vegan or a non-vegetarian. I mean, things are changing now, but back 7 years ago when I told people I was a vegan, people thought I was crazy. And I admit it, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, even as a vegetarian, I thought vegans were crazy and didn't understand. So it just takes time, but people will catch on. So just do what you can to control your own situation. And so if you don't get much saying what your mom cooks, don't eat what your mom cooks. If you want help veganizing something that your mom cooks, then send it my way and I'll try to veganize that recipe so that you can eat the same types of foods that you're used to eating, with just a vegan twist. So I think that What you have to do to make the switch successfully is take baby steps and realize that your family giving you a hard time is just part of the initiation process for veganism. We all went through it, and welcome to the vegan family. I don't get a hard time as much anymore. Sometimes I do, even though it's been 7 years. So it's something you get used to. And so just don't think about it too hard. Keep your skin thick and just keep trying to do what you do best and take control of every situation. Again, my 3 key tips for being the only vegan in a non-vegan household, that let alone like a non-vegetarian household even, especially when you don't cook your own meals, is lead by example. That will convert much better than trying to convince people, because people don't like to be convinced by anything. If you need to, come equipped with the data so that you can back your choice if you have to, because people love statistics. People love those facts. And then lastly, just prep meals ahead of time. Take control of the situation. Any situation that you can control, you need to take control and take charge of. So to conclude, it's not easy. I'm not going to lie to you, but you need to find ways to fend for yourself and ways to show your family that you're all in. If you seem unsure about this decision, that will give them the opening to jump in and like break you down. I know that sounds weird and harsh, but I mean, those little tiny comments here and there are the things that break you down when you're first starting out with a new lifestyle switch or a new diet, anything like that. So just remember why you're doing this and keep that true to yourself. And lead by example and just take control of every situation and be the grown up in the situation and just show that you're doing awesome and that eventually they'll come around. And if not, you'll be the weird vegan in your family, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of us out there. So thanks for the question, Megan. I really liked that question because I know you're not the only one who's suffering from that, because I've had so many people email me very similar questions. And keep them coming because I want to know what your situation's like and how things are changing and maybe different obstacles that you're forced to deal with on a daily basis, because you shouldn't have to deal with those alone. I've been doing this for a little while now and I feel like I can help. So, question of the day. How many of you are in a situation where you don't have complete control of your meals on a regular basis? So how many of you out there are in these situations where you're not cooking your dinners, or you have to cook multiple meals maybe, or maybe where someone else is cooking multiple meals for you guys? So question of the day, how many of you are in a situation where you don't have complete control of the meals you cook on a regular basis? I'm curious, because that would definitely be something that's more difficult, because not only do you have to make the choice to go vegan on your own, but it also affects other people. I was vegetarian off and on my entire childhood, and my mom would always have to cook vegetarian and meat meals. And then I finally made the switch to being a vegan when I was in college. So for me, it was easier to make that switch because I was cooking for myself. But I want to know, how many of you are in a situation where you don't have complete control of your meals on a regular basis? So submit your questions, submit your answers, and I want to know what's going on in your lives. So let me know, and then you can be featured on the next Q&A. So thanks so much for listening, and to get all of the notes from this episode and to get all the tips written out for you, go to vegetariansnob.com/podcast, and that's where I'll have all the show notes posted for you to review so that you don't have to rely on your memory for all of these tips. Plus, vegetariansnob.com has all over 100 recipes now. Yeah, a lot of recipes that can help you when you're in a situation where you don't know what to cook or you don't know what to do. So find me on social media to ask me a question, email me, anything that works best for you. I am accessible. Thanks so much.